the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Hey there, Patriots! I hope you guys are having a great day and ready for fun with Melly. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to see you guys all over on the chat. If you guys are new, this is Melissa. I'm from Melissa Red Pill, and the channel is Melissa Red Pill. And you got to find out all the great news about end times, because it's the end times for these creeps. This is the end of it for them, and 1,000 years of peace for us. This is all, it's all biblical what we're experiencing. Don't forget, hit the like button right now, everybody. Jump in there. I know most of you do. Just immediately hit that like button, because you know it's going to be great. It's going to be, when we look at the current events in the light of God's word, it's always great. No fear, just excitement about our great, amazing future. Don't forget, when you subscribe, make sure you hit the little bell and always share. And thank you so much. Don't forget to share over on Melissa Red Pill X if you possibly can. Comment, like, all that good stuff. All right. Here we go. This is the website right here from Melissa Red Pill. If you want to find the real Melly, someone told me today that someone's been DMing them, and I'm afraid she got scammed. So it's not the, I don't DM y'all. Okay. So that's fake Melly. Okay. I'm sorry if there's someone got, but it's not me. I'm not into crypto. I'm not doing any of that. Okay. All right. So I do promote, you know, health stuff, because I'm trying to keep us all alive to see the end times and 1,000 years of peace. But, so don't DM, don't listen to the fake Melly. But this is where you will see all the videos we've done since 2018. Here you will find all the information about how I've just seen people getting healthy right and left, getting well from all kinds of different maladies. And it's so exciting. And then also the wonderful truth about end times and my audiobooks, if you want to listen to me for 24 hours. Okay. Now, this is the end times page over on freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com. Either way, either one will get you there. And so today at the end of the video, I want to read to you a little excerpt from one of the stories in this book. I never really talk about this book, and this is the first one I ever was wanting to write, was because the very first video I did was about Elijah. If you guys weren't there, I was just sitting out by my rose bush, and I said, let me tell you the story of how Elijah destroyed the prophets of Baal. And I was trying to encourage those wonderful patriots, our Marines who were down at Epstein Island, about how they were just like Elijah and how he removed the prophets of Baal. And so little did I know that somebody got the word to all these guys, and next thing you know, it went viral. And I was really excited to share how this is biblical. And so, you know, there's so many Bible stories that we are actually, you know, reenacting, fulfilling in this day. So what I want you to do, okay, and so I need your help, Songbird. So I want you to take a poll and see which one. So these are the chapters in that book. I hardly ever talk about this one, but I just love it because I tell the story of Elijah, but I also tell the story of Jacob and Joseph and Moses and Joshua and Yael and Gideon and Samson and David and Balaam and Jehoshaphat, Josiah, the three Hebrew men, Daniel and Esther. And I think I skipped Noah. So I want you to take a poll and see which one is the favorite. And I want to just tell you guys how we are fulfilling in this day, this Bible story that we have learned, known all of our lives. Now, some of these may not be the ones that you are familiar with. You may not be really that familiar with Gideon or Balaam or Jehoshaphat, but these are Bible stories that, we've known for years, all of our lives. And they're our roadmap. They're a roadmap for us in fighting these evildoers. And it's really very exciting. So it's just another way that we know this is the end of it for them. That's where we are on the timeline of history. Very, very exciting days. I'm very happy to do that. So at the end, I'm going to get the poll and find out, which one. So you guys pick out one that's your favorite and put it in there. And maybe you got Songbird, you can keep up with, what is the one that gets the most votes. All right. So let's see what President Trump has been up to. Now, this is not the first time he's done this, but this is one of my favorites, and it really had a huge impact, not just in our country, but worldwide. And so I'm sure you've seen it, but I like to put these things in videos for recording it for posterity, okay? Because we're going to always have these videos to go back and say, oh, what happened at that time? And, it's because it'll be, hard to remember exactly what happened and when. But, okay, so here we are on the 2nd of September, and President Trump posted on the 30th of August. He posted this from our wonderful friend, Spiritual Street Fighter. She's one of our friends, and she has been retruthed by President Trump 41 times. Congratulations, Spiritual Street Fighter. So really wonderful. So you guys go give her a follow if you want to over on X. So this one says, the world will soon understand nothing can stop what is coming. So she's got both of those phrases. Those are both cue phrases. And so President Trump posts them, and on her beautiful picture that she created, it's got a Q and a plus in his hand, in his left hand. Very beautiful that she created this. She's just very, very gifted, very talented. But, someone told me today, and I think that's true, that it kind of looks like a cross, but that's just, I see it as a cross sometimes, especially this one, it looks like a cross. So he posted this, and of course, we're always excited to see him post anything that says Q, especially Q plus. Q plus represents President Trump. And then I showed you this the other day, and then you guys have, I think you've seen, and just in case you have not seen, the Shadow of Ezra posted, reposted this, that Kirill Dmitriev, who is an advisor to President Putin, right? He posted, President Trump reposted Q plus post. That is so cool. That is so cool. So, okay, he wouldn't really do that unless he knows what Q is and knows what this movement is. I'm just saying, he's in Russia of all things. Why would he have any, of course, this is a worldwide movement, we know, but I just think that was so cool, right, everybody? I thought that was just amazing. So, yeah, he did that, and so he posted that, and then, of course, Shadow of Ezra said, Vladimir Putin's special envoy for Russia shared an image of Trump with a Q-plus symbol, pointing out President Trump reposted Q-plus post. Very, very interesting. Dmitriev was appointed by Putin in February to promote foreign investment and economic ties with the U.S. All right, so Shadow Ezra just said that was pretty cool. Well, then he doubles down and he says Q plus, and then he's got the Russian flag with the handshake and the U.S. flag. In other words, and trust me, he would not post this unless Putin had given him authority to do it. He's saying, we have an alliance. What is that alliance? That alliance is much bigger than a financial alliance. That alliance is the one to take down the cabal. That's the whole point of the Q board. The whole point of the Q board is to take down this satanic criminal mafia that has infiltrated the entire world. That's the whole point of the board. And to help us to realize what was going on so that we would all rise up and fight. And many of you, I think, are familiar with Q. It's a little hard to go back at this point. I'll show you a video here in a minute that might help you just to get a little summary. It's kind of hard to go back and read them now, especially because sometimes Q will be talking about a current event and he doesn't necessarily point out what that current event is on that post. But anyway, but it appears that Dmitriev knows. Mr. Dmitriev knows. Then you might not have seen this. Miss Jacobs wants Jehoshaphat. Okay. And I saw somebody else wants Joshua. All right, so the other thing is General Flynn. Let me see if I got this one. Okay, I'm going to show you this first. General Flynn responded. Okay, let me scroll down to the bottom. You'll see that he sees this post by Dmitriev, and General Flynn responds. Now, I have to, you know, hat tip General Flynn because he has, you know, taken so much grief because they said, oh, he's a Russian agent and all this baloney. And you know, because they've attacked him. I mean, this is, you know, huge. They didn't attack their Comey and Brennan and Clapper and all them, right? So he says, possum in terrace. Now, I should have looked this up before. That might be Russian. I don't know. I guess we could do a quick search, super quick. Possum. Let me just copy and paste that in and see what language that is. Okay. It's whatever it is, it's peace on earth. Okay. Let's just see if that's Russian. That would make sense. That would make sense. Let's see if it says possum in terrace is pay. Oh, okay. It's papal encyclical issued by Pope John the 23rd. Okay. There you go. So I'm guessing this is Latin. That makes sense. Okay. All right. So there you go. So he said this, he said, peace to men of goodwill. Okay, so you know that our country has been completely pummeled and brainwashed about Russia is so horrible and they're so evil and all that. But we realize that they are, you know, basically our twin sister, that we are all fighting this cabal and they're a strong country of faith. I don't care what anybody says. And sometimes President Trump has to say things that maybe make it look like that. Okay, so he's got to thread this needle just perfectly, right? Anyway, so it says, the idea recognizes human dignity and a global community built on truth, justice, charity, and liberty, just as our U.S. Declaration of Independence declares the ideas of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Okay, so then he goes on and he writes more about the universal theme. So I really appreciated him, you know, giving kudos out about this Q. Because let's just be honest, General Flynn has acted like he doesn't know anything about Q. He doesn't want to have anything to do with Q. You know, similar to what President Trump has done. Okay, and then Mr. Dmitriev responded. He said, possum in terrace. He responded, peace on earth. There you go. And of all the countries in the world, these are the two Christian nations. So thank you, General Flynn, for being a positive force for peace and good. Everyone knows how the Russia hoax was set up by bad people who attacked President Trump and you and Russia. There you go. He knows very well what they've done. They attacked not just Russia, not just President Trump, but also General Flynn. Truth and positive forces will prevail, and he puts a beautiful dove of peace. I thought that was pretty cool. What do you guys think about that? I just thought that was amazing. So I wanted you guys to see that. Really, really cool. Really, really cool post. All right. So then the next thing I wanted to make sure that you guys saw is this amazing thread. I made it into a thread, but this is has information from CAG Drogo and Robert Steele and Laura Abele putting it together. Now, in the past couple of days, the news has come out that President Trump purchased $10 billion, with a B, of this Palantir. And, you know, it sounds, I think it's Peter Thiel, one of the wealthiest people in the whole wide world, so making him even wealthier, and taking this software, this surveillance software, and having it as expand in our government. And the first thing that strikes your mind is, why would you do that? Why would you make the surveillance state even bigger? We want it to be smaller, right? So this is a very interesting post. So, you know, we know from the Q board that they were wanting us to have our phones so they could track us all the time. They can track all of our transactions. They can track all of our messages. They can track everything about us, our medical records, everything, right? And so they've been making everything digital. And what I'll show you in the video here in a little bit, that basically it's they were trying to use it for evil against us, but it turned out that it's being used to track them. Everything that they have done. And that's what Robert David Steele is going to say on this video. I want you to hear what he has to say. And so he is very, Okay, I'm just going to tell you, it's colorful language at the end. I'll try to stop it before, but yeah, he's not playing with these people. He says these people have got to be held to an account for what they've done. So check this out.
We have it all. All of the illicit wealth in the world has been tracked by the National Security Agency for the past 15 years. We now know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Wall Street has stolen $100 trillion from Main Street with naked short selling. We also know that Wall Street has laundered $100 trillion in dirty money from trafficking in children and women and drugs and guns and gold. I can never tire of saying that 90% of the people in the U.S. government, the U.S. military, the U.S. intelligence community are good people trapped in a bad system. The secret intelligence community serves the deep state. It does not serve the American public. And CIA in particular has been doing torture, rendition and torture, drone assassination, regime change, helping to start wars on based on lies, all because war and trafficking in humans and drugs and so forth are a profit center for Wall Street and the deep state. And once the president gets Benny into NSA and processes 100% of what we have at NSA, we have every single one of you.
Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it right there at that. So I hope that you followed what he's saying. You know, all their crimes against children, all their treasonous crimes, and they've been able to track all of this, everything that they have done, every bank transaction, and it's been done with this Palantir software. Okay, so they thought this was going to be used to railroad us. Okay, but it's being used by the White Hats to expose them and to hold them accountable for their crimes. Okay,
so
okay, hang on, stop. All right, now, so I believe this is the premise. And if you've seen anything about Palantir, I'm thinking 99% of the posts that you've seen about Palantir are going to be very, very scary and make you think, okay, President Trump is, he's a dark hat. He's a bad guy. We can't trust him and blah, right? And so my premise here and the premise of this thread is that it's being used for good instead of evil. Very similar to what I showed you guys on the video the other day about AI. Let me see which one was that. Let me see if I had this one. It was this video right. Where was the one? AI. We were just talking about. Okay, here, this one. Huge AI news. If you haven't seen this video right here, Queen Protects King, go watch that one after, because that one is. I have a lot in there about AI and how the AI is being used for good with Elon at the helm. I'm not going to go into it on this video. All right, so anyway. Here it's talking about that it's being used for good instead of evil. Okay, so now I want you to see how she breaks this down. Thank you again, Laura Abeley, for all of this. Okay, so the machine that watches all. Most people haven't ever even heard of Palantir, and those who have might know it as some obscure tech contractor or data analytics firm, but Palantir isn't just another company. It's the digital backbone of the surveillance state. Palantir is the eye that tracks all. Okay, I'm going to show you something. Who here has seen Lord of the Rings? Okay, Gideon is winning. Okay, all right. So, the one I want you to see is this one right here, yes. If you've seen Lord of the Rings, this is kind of like that orb that, it's called a Palantir, actually. And it's like the all-seeing eye, it knows all these things. And in the wrong hands, if you've seen Lord of the Rings, you know of anyone who has this, and in the wrong hands, then it can be used for evil. And of course, anyone who, we know that this surveillance state in the wrong hands could be used for evil, certainly. That's what, you know, we know that they, what they've been doing to us. And what, you know, basically the hell of the dystopian hell that they wanted us to be in, basically, you know, from their handlers, from the demons, that they wanted us in the pits of hell on earth. But not doing that. We're not doing that. We're going to have 1,000 years of peace. Thank you very much. We're going to have, you will be held to an account, and we will have peace on earth. All right, so this one is... Okay, let's keep going on this one. So, it says, hang on, real quickly, let me post this. Now, founded in 2003 with money from NQTEL, the CIA's venture capital arm, Palantir, was designed after 9/11 to unify and weaponize data. Its creators weren't just coders, they were strategists trained in asymmetric warfare who understood that the new battlefield wasn't physical, it was informational. Like digital soldiers, which is what you guys are, right? And so all of this information is, you know, we are using it to share truth, but they, what this is about controlling someone's data, having that control over them. You know, we know everything you've texted, or we know your, you know, secret health information or whatever. Just, you know, bank, we know your bank transactions, and using that against people, right? All right, so it's a, we know that this happened after 9/11 with the, quote, Patriot Act. I hate that they called it that, but that's what, you know, they used to really start to surveil us and, you know, all the different things that they did to track us. Okay, Palantir's first product, Gotham, was built for law enforcement, the military, and intelligence agencies. It could ingest and connect data from almost anything. Surveillance feeds, banking transactions, social media, license plates, facial recognition, biometrics, communications, and more. It didn't just store the data. It mapped it, it tracked it, and predicted the outcomes based on it. Okay. So if you ever seen, there's a movie, oh, years ago I watched this movie, and I can't even tell you what it was. It was famous actor, black guy, whatever, his name just went through my mind. Anyway, the point is, you know, he was being tracked everywhere he went from one building to the other, and they were able to track him. You know that that's the case on your phone. Whether you have your map turned on or not, your location turned on or not, they can locate you anywhere on God's green earth as long as you have that iPhone. And that's why they, you know, want to chip us. But anyway, that's another story. All right. So anyway, that's in this movie, they were tracking him wherever he went from one building to the other. But also notice here, it says predicting the outcomes based upon this data. What is that about? Have you guys ever seen the movie The Minority Report? Okay, just watched this because I'd really, you know, not a Tom Cruise fan, and so I hadn't really watched this. I didn't really, you know what this was about, but the premise of the movie is that they take these little orbs and they get these people who can are like oracles, and they can tell the future, and they can be predictive, as it was talking about, and say, okay, based upon all this data, we predict that this crime is going to happen. This person is going to commit this crime on this particular day. Okay? You see how this could be extremely dangerous. And what they were doing in this movie is that they would preemptively arrest someone saying that we know that you are going to commit this crime. You see how this could be literally 1984 on steroids, just really hell on earth. And at the end of the movie, they recognized that it was being used in the wrong hands and it could be used for evil. Okay. So, but I mean, here we are, you know, this was created in, when was it? 2002 when it was released. Here we are in 2025, and here you see we have this Palantir, which is basically that very same premise, what they were trying to do, you know, in this, what they were trying to reveal in this movie. All right, so that's, you know, but again, it's got to be, you know, here we have the software. Here it is. It's not just software. It's like this whole system connecting all this data whether it's health data, social media data, all this, and predicting the outcomes. It's used by 30 U.S. federal agencies, including the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the ICE, and the DHS. It's operated in Ukraine, Mexico, U.S., in COVID response, military targeting, all that. And its commercial platform, Foundry, extends to the private sector, logistics, healthcare, right? Like I was saying, the medical information, energy, so you can turn off the grid, that kind of thing, supply chains, making sure people don't get groceries. I mean, you can see how this could be used for absolute evil. But it can be used for good. So hang on tight. By 2020, the Palantir had become the invisible operating system behind the control grid. But it remained hidden. Most people didn't even realize this was they were living inside a machine that watches literally everything. That's what made this new contract so jarring. $10 billion from the U.S. Army to expand Palantir's role even further. Has anybody seen this in the social media? It was trending the other day. And so I was like, okay, we need to talk about this. Especially since he just spent $10 billion to expand it. So what is it? So she says this is where it gets very interesting. Now, in the Lord of the Rings, like I was showing you, they have these orbs. And they allow these users to, see across vast distances in space and time. And obviously in the wrong hands, it can be used for evil, right? That one right there. All right. So that's what it is in that movie. But this is the very name of this company is Palantir. That's not a coincidence. They know this. They know about the Lord of the Rings movie. The real-life Palantir was built to do the same, to ingest and integrate everything. CCTV footage, bank transfers, border movements, license plates, satellite data, phone metadata, social media posts, maps, not just where you are, but who you're connected to and what you might do next. And it operates through a system called Gotham. Now, in Batman, now who knows? Of course, President Trump has said multiple times, yes, I'm Batman, right? What's the Batman? Batman's the good guy, right? He's the billionaire good guy in this evil Gotham City. The software was made for law enforcement, military, and intelligence. It gives agencies real-time map of events and actors. It doesn't just store data, it predicts it. In a commercial twin, Foundry does the logistics, healthcare, manufacturing, etc., digitizing supply chains, hospitals, and even food distribution networks. It isn't just software, it's a total systems control. Palantir is like crazy. The system many of us saw as the very face of the deep state, the seeing stone of the surveillance empire, is now expanding publicly under the administration we were told was fighting that very system. So, but what if Palantir was never built for the deep state? What if it was built as the counter operation? Okay, I think that she's onto it. I think this is true. And I'll show you where I think that Q has talked about this. This is a counter operation that white hats control it. And maybe even Elon involved too, right? What if the eye was never meant to enslave humanity, but to map the enemy from within? Does it sound like the movie, The Plan to Save the World? Y'all remember that? I'm going to show you. We're used to assuming every intelligence tool is evil by default. But if the Q movement is real, that logic breaks down, because real-time surveillance of a criminal syndicate masquerading as a government would require exactly those tools that Palantir built to track all these things I was just reading to you. The logistic lines, the grid, all this stuff, all the social media, all the messages, all the communication, all the emails, tracking all of that. Isn't that what we've heard on the board? And what better way to cover it than to let the deep state think that they were building it for themselves? You've got to have some people who are extremely smart. And you've got to have some people who are extremely good, who are not going to be, used for evil, right? So then the last one it goes, she says, the story goes that the awakening of a group within U.S. military intelligence, the White Hats, began after 9/11 because they realized the official story was a lie and that the U.S. government had been hijacked from within. They knew the terrorists were not foreign actors. They were the enemy was within, right? We already know that. So what terrorism exactly was Palantir created to defeat, and why did they call it Gotham? There is no Gotham without Batman. Fat Man is the masked outsider, a billionaire with advanced technology who operates outside official channels, fights a corrupt system, and uses his own intelligence network to wage asymmetric war on the criminal elite of his city. That is exactly the Q version of Trump, right? This is what we're saying. This is what President Trump is, that billionaire like Batman who goes in and has his own intelligence system, this network, and he stops the bad guys in Gotham. It's not a coincidence that they call this thing Gotham. Okay, Batman. Okay, then the software is literally designed to monitor a world of crime and chaos, use pattern recognition, data fusion, and predictive logic to track the hidden architecture of the threat. So here's the symbolic symmetry. Palantir is the Seeing Stone. Gotham is the City of Darkness, the Deep State Matrix, the evildoers. Batman is the rogue force who unmasks the corrupt and cleans up the rot. Of course, that's our wonderful President Trump. And then Foundry is the place where the fire reshapes metal, tools, weapons, transformation through heat, destruction before rebirth. Interesting take on that. Anyway, it says everything starts to make sense if the entire Palantir infrastructure was designed not only to expose the deep state, but to replace its control systems with something more coherent, possibly even more decentralized, accountable, or aligned with real justice. Because the white hats control it. They basically said that in the movie. The movie I'm going to call The Plan to Save the World. What we thought was our enemy could be the Trojan horse that destroys them. It was never meant to serve them, but to watch them, to track them, and to gather all their incriminating evidence. We have it all. That's exactly what Robert David Steele was saying. Trump's words suddenly have a whole new meaning. The timing fits, created right after 9/11, the same trigger that supposedly sparked the White Hat Awakening, right? The names are symbolic, not corporate gibberish. They tell a story. It's one of perception, justice, and restructuring. The behavior of the system fits the theory. Palantir gathers the evidence. It tracks the corruption, the movement, the financing, the logistics. It's the perfect tool against the most intricate criminal network ever to exist. The Trump era expansion fits. Trump never shut it down. Instead, he empowered it. Something that makes only sense if the eye was always his secret weapon. Maybe Palantir was never built for the deep state. Maybe it quietly emerged within the White Hat system. Maybe, just maybe, Trump's repeated statement, "We have it all," refers not to leaks or tapes, but to data, evidence, metadata, digital mapping, just all this that Palantir gathers. The long hidden systems that once enslaved us, weaponized to dismantle the enslavers, like that boomerang we've always talked about. Or Q's always talked about. In NQTEL, the very fund that gave birth to Palantir was infiltrated or always operated by white hats. Then this eye wasn't designed for tyranny. It was designed to watch the tyrants, track their movements, gather their receipts, and build a digital kill box, closing in on them where they have all the evidence. When you step back and look at this through the lens of multi-decade intelligence war against corruption, infiltration, and treason, Palantir begins to look less like betrayal and more like the perfect weapon against a global criminal cabal. And it looks like absolute genius, like our president and the white hats who've worked along with him. If we have it all as true, Trump and the alliance do hold a piece of evidence, every connection, every node in the spider web, then Palantir is the only tool that makes all that possible, to have all of that together. So what do you guys think? Yes, like that. Kim Clement, a plan so ingenious, it could only have come from me. I love that. Yes, he did say that. That sounds right. That sounds right. It's got to be some kind of system that they would not want to wreck, because they would say, well, we've got to have it because it's what helps us to rule the world, right? But it's really for their demise. So I thought that would be great. So you might want to check out The Lord of the Rings right here. If you haven't seen that movie, it's something else. It might take, there's three different ones, but it takes a lot of brain power, for at least it did for me. And also The Minority Report, you might want to check that out also. Now, here is that video I was going to show you. I had just posted this, and I'll go ahead and post it into the chat so you guys can have it. This is the video, The Plan to Save the World. It's a 13-minute video, and so it's, you know, I hadn't posted it in a while, so I reposted it so that everybody would have it. So I'll post this. At the 6-minute and 20-second mark, it starts talking about these white hats on the inside who began to make a plan to take over the deep state. And I think, you tell me what you think, I think it's talking about Palantir. Check it out.
Hell no. Well, here's where things start to take a new turn. When the full picture comes to be known, it will forever be regarded as the greatest story ever told. Well, here is the top line. Some good people still held positions of power. They valued humanity and the rule of law. While the criminals discussed their game plan at the annual Bilderberg meetings, the good guys were making plans of their own. The information age was coming to change history forever. As the internet flooded into every home, and appliances became smarter, and when people started carrying tracking devices, an opportunity to put an end to criminal control over the world was emerging. We became connected, trackable, and surveilled. But so did they. They became dependent, just like we did, on email, SMS, instant communication. It made crime much easier, but it also put them on a grid that, if accessed by the right people, would expose their crimes to the public and end their iron grip on us once and for all. In this new age of information, it was thought that the military should also have its own intelligence agency to focus on cybercrime and espionage. They called this the NSA, the National Security Agency. Here we had every phone call, email, and text from every device stored and archived. Whether it be someone making a doctor's appointment, or the deep state setting up a massive heroin purchase from the Taliban. In the right hands, it would be enough information to expose the entire sinister criminal plot to rub us blind and wipe us out. Hold that thought. Now I need to explain the plan. The good guys were devising a plan to reclaim the world from the cabal and return it to the people. It would involve alliances with multiple countries, since the criminals had global rat lines, trade, and other infrastructure in place that would need their cooperation. It came down to two choices for America. Launch a military coup to seize the government from whichever cabal puppet was in the White House at the time. Or win legitimately, take control of the NSA, expose the criminals for what they are, and arrest them all. Obviously, the first option would be very troubling for the public. With people still preoccupied with cabal-engineered social issues, they would likely revolt and hurt themselves and others. No, it would have to be the latter. So they needed a candidate who could win.
Okay, so yeah, you can watch the rest of that. I just posted those links over in the chats, and so I know that my wonderful team will put it over into the comment section for those who watch this after the chat is closed. But yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. On this video that we've all seen, the plan to save the world multiple times, it sounds like Palantir. It sounds like the very system that they were trying to use to lock us down is the one that is going to be used to get all the details on them, all the evidence on them. What do you guys think? I think that is, yeah, it does sound like JFK Jr. It really does. Isn't that great? Yes, yes. Don't forget, yeah, definitely bookmark that because you're going to want that. And also bookmark the one about Palantir because I think that's something that is going to be something good to share with people, especially as they wake up and they're trying to understand how did we get all the evidence on them. All right. Now, this just happened literally before we came on. Did you guys see this? President Trump just posted this. The White House posted this, that they terminated 11 Trinidadian narco terrorists. These for coming out of Venezuela. They had doing this drug run. It's the silliest thing. Why would you run? Look at that. Did you see that? I mean, just it's so dumb. Why would you run? They're not that smart, clearly. Because this is what's got to happen. President Trump is fighting on multiple fronts, but you know this is one of the ways we've got to stop these criminals from bringing all these drugs into our country as well as all over the world. So that was great, and that's what I voted for. How about you guys? Me too. Brings me great joy, because these people are trying to kill our country, destroy our country, and destroy our people. And so praise the Lord for that. So I just love that President Trump is the law and order president. DC is so happy. Bowser just said that she wants President Trump to continue what he is doing right there in Washington, DC, which isn't that a fine how do you do? And of course, the Governor Pritzker and the mayor of Chicago are doubling down. Oh, you guys fight President Trump if he's trying to come in here and stop the crime. Whatever, they're using every ploy that they've always played. But I just think the people of Chicago are smarter than that. I think that they are over it. They don't want to be in a situation anymore where they can't walk down the street safely. All right, so then Oh, this happened today. This just happened today. Thank you, Attorney General Ken Paxton. This is so wonderful. He sent out this letter to, for everyone to read. He says he's encouraging Texas schools to begin the legal process of putting prayer back in the classroom and recommending the Lord's Prayer for students. In Texas classrooms, we want the Word of God opened, the Ten Commandments displayed, and prayers lifted up. How about that? Thank you, Ken Paxton. He says, our nation was founded on the rock of biblical truth, and I will not stand by while the far left attempts to push our country into the sinking sand. So thank you, Ken Paxton. And so he even has on here the Lord's Prayer. Very, very thankful. And I just, I already sent that to our superintendent. So if you're in Texas, send that to your superintendent and see about, making sure that they do this. This is, it's funny because sometimes the very Christians are saying, oh, we don't want to do it because this could cause then the Muslims are going to say that they want to say their prayer and all this. It's this, we cannot let the fear keep us from having prayer in the schools. We have to have our nation, as Ken Paxton just said, our nation was founded on the rock of biblical truth. And that's what we're going to do. So I just love that. It's on from Ken Paxton TX on X. I appreciate that. And it's dated today. Okay, he's already got a million views. September 2nd. It just posted today. Yes. Wonderful. All right. So I want you to see that hot news. All right. So then I was going to show you guys this video. Let's see. Okay. I think, yeah, it's right here. Right here. No. Yes. So many things. All right. So for those who aren't familiar with, if you go to freedomforce.live/endtimes and you can easily look at all these videos that give a kind of a summary. This one's like a 13-minute summary. This one's just a 5-minute summary of end times. So I'm going to say end times summary. Summary. And so then you can go to there. And so if you scroll down, you'll see the books and you can read little excerpts. I think, I think it's $2.99 on Amazon. You can get a preview and you can get the books for $2.99. That's the main one that decodes Revelation. This is the one that has all the decoding of the minor prophets. And my wonderful friend Lisa Freeman, told me today, the Gold Star Mom, she said, that it was very important. Jesus said it was very important that people won't listen to what did Jesus say? If they won't listen to me, then they won't listen even if a prophet rose from the dead. So the problem is that people don't listen to the prophets in our day. The prophets clearly told us what was going to happen. And many people, even the churches that talk about prophecy are not talking about the prophets in the Bible, which is so odd to me. Anyway, I've got in this book, it's got Amos and Obadiah and Nahum and Zechariah and Zephaniah and Micah and Malachi, all that were telling us about this day. We now realize who we're fighting. Our enemy is the Satan worshipers and how we're going to be set free from them. So that's in that book. But this one is the one I was telling you about, that this is biblical. So you can read more about that and read a little excerpt. But I wanted to go ahead and do which one is the winner. Yes, we must study the Old Testament too. The Lord put, all his word in there for us. So are we going to do Gideon? Is that the one? Is Gideon the winner? Because if that is, to be honest, that's the one I was going to tell. That's the one I was going to tell. And before we even came on here, but I said, you know what? I shouldn't always, I should give them a chance to do the one that they want to. What they want. So yes, this is the story of Gideon. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I wanted to give you just a little snippet of about Gideon. And I love this about him. I'll make it a little bit bigger so you can read it. Gideon, it says, is quite an interesting character. Okay. The thing about Gideon, he was from the weakest tribe in Manasseh. He was the least in his entire family. He didn't have a fancy position. He didn't have a royal title. Sometimes I say, I'm a nobody. I don't care. I'm just like Gideon. And maybe you are too. You may not have a royal title or a fancy position or some big accolades behind your name. I don't have any of that. But what we do have, like Gideon, is that we have faith, and we know that the Lord is speaking to us. Clearly, He has spoken to you and awakened you and brought you into the fight. You know, and in my book, that's more important than any of these titles, right? If you had to choose between a title or hearing from the literal Spirit of the living God, what you going to pick, right? It's not even close. Just like most of us, how many times does the Lord use nobodies? All the time. I love that. Okay. So yeah, so here is, it's talking about Gideon here. And so he was hiding out because these criminals had basically were stealing all their food. The Midianites were completely ruthless, just like the deep state, the Satan worshipers. And then they would take the children. They were hiding the children. This is what Gideon was doing. It didn't really say that, but you have to read between the lines and you realize that's why. That's why, because these people, you know, would sacrifice their children if they didn't hide them. So you see how Gideon was beside himself and he was desperate to get a solution, right? All right. So the Lord told him, he says, I am calling you to do this amazing task to defeat the new world order of his day, just like what he has called each one of us to do. All right. So I'm not going to read all of it, but anyway, so I just wanted to give you just a little snippet of it. So the Lord had him just blow the horn and like the trump. Right? Actually, the Feast of Trumpets, just so you know, write this down on your calendar. It's coming up on the 22nd of September, coming up here in just about 3 weeks from today. So I think Monday, maybe. Anyway, so he calls all these warriors out to help him because they also feel the same way. They are saying, we cannot live like this. We can't be in a situation where they're taking the children. Hello? Do you see how this is exactly what, this is a roadmap for exactly what we are experiencing? That's why I had to write this book. Anyway, so Gideon had all these people come to him saying, we're ready to fight. But the Lord told him he had too many. And doesn't it seem like that sometimes that we're sitting here thinking, we need more people who are in this fight. We need more people who are willing to share this information and spread this information. You know, it's like, we need more people. Well, that's not what the Lord says. And the Lord is in control. The Lord told Gideon he had too many warriors. What? The Midianites outnumbered the Israelites 13 to 1. But Gideon knew about Moses and the 10 plagues on Egypt. Let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger. He knew about the parting of the Red Sea. He knew how the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. So as impossible as it sounded, Gideon trusted God's plan. The Lord told Gideon to send the men to the spring of water. All those who put their mouths in the water to drink like a dog were sent to one side, and all those who cupped the water in their hands were sent to the other side. Only 300 cupped the water in their hands, and those were God's chosen warriors against the Midianites. Only 300 Israelites would go fight the 132,000 Midianites. How about that? You know, it seems like we're outnumbered because they're everywhere in positions of authority. Okay, it's not that they have that many people as much as it's they are out. We're outgunned with that they control the media and they control so many of these things. But now, thank goodness, we've got President Trump and the White Hats in the military, and we have obviously these great people in this cabinet. All right, so then I'm just going to scroll a little bit farther down. So, and you can, you know, read it a little bit more in the book. But so here's where it gets to the point where they're going to fight in this battle. And so here is how you see the historical account played out in our day. Gideon prepared his 300 warriors to go fight the Midianites. Gideon didn't give them typical battle gear like swords and spears and shields. Oh no, this battle was the Lord's, and he instructed Gideon to give each of the 300 warriors only three items: a clay pot, a torch, and a trumpet. A clay pot, a torch, and a trumpet. Okay. All right, so I'll tell you what happened, but basically, you know, we are in a situation where we don't have a gun, we don't have a tank, we don't have, you know, any of the things you typically think of in a war. What we have is our laptop, we have our iPhone, and that's our weapon of war, and that's what we've used to defeat these criminals. You see how it's like, of course, it didn't say that when you read the story of Gideon, but that's what the deal is they don't have typical battle gear. just like us. You see, isn't this super cool? Anyway, this certainly was not from any military manual that has ever been written. This was an amazing plan that only the Lord of heaven and earth could create. At night, the 300 warriors were instructed to tiptoe very quietly around the Midianite encampment until they completely surrounded it. Once they were in place, the warriors were to wait for Gideon's signal, and then they would crash the clay pot, revealing the torch inside, and they would blast their trumpet loudly right into the middle of the Midianite camp. So they're all coming at it, blasting the trump. Just saying, they're blasting the trump right into the middle of this Midianite army. And the Midianite soldiers woke up with a jolt from the loud crash of all those clay pots, and they were completely disoriented by the 300 trumpets blasting in their ears. And from every direction they looked, they saw the blazing fire of the torches all around them. Between the fear that the Lord put in their hearts and the confusion from all of the noise and the torches, the Midianite soldiers began to kill each other. Now, this is what it also talks about in the book of Revelation, that they will attack each other. And this is what, like, I think that they actually kind of thrown, Bolton under the bus. Anyway, this is what we're going to see more and more of. Pretty cool. I think that Ryan Ruth, they're just letting him flail, you know, on that. So, you know, whatever. That's another story. This is a plan straight from the Lord. The Midianites, who weren't killed by their fellow soldiers, ran for their lives. They were chased by the other warriors who had not been part of the chosen 300. So that's the story of Gideon. I'm not going to read any more of it right now, but yeah, so there's more. But I thought you might enjoy that and know how blessed you are to be chosen for this battle. Yeah, I love that. Isn't that awesome? I just love it. I love it. All right, so maybe I'll do that on another day, do another one of these for you guys and read another one. Let's see. This one is, yeah, I think someone says, oh, I want you to do Esther. or who are these three Hebrew men you're talking about? And, you know, Josiah. Love, love, love Josiah. Anyway, so you might want to read those. And actually, if you go on freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com, you can download the audiobook from right here. Okay. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I love these stories. All right, so now, the other thing I wanted you to see, President Trump just posted this. Did you guys see this the other day? I think I talked about it, but I want to make sure that everybody sees it, that President Trump just posted this, that the voter ID must be part of every single vote. No exceptions. I'll be doing an executive order to that end. Also, no mail-in voting except for those that are very ill and the faraway military for the midterms that are coming up. And he says, use paper ballots only. He put this all in caps. And I would not be surprised if that is not in the executive order also. And so Mike talks about this. I'm going to post this on the social media later on today, but so you can watch the whole thing. It's just like a 3-minute video. But he's talking about that every time he and President Trump get together, that they're on the same page. This is the number one issue, the number one issue. And he says that when they're doing research now, when they're doing, because he's looking at maybe running for governor. Mike is unstoppable. Anyway, that they are now seeing that the people, that their number one issue is free and fair elections. That wasn't the case just a few years ago, but we have done the job. And so now that people are realizing that this is the number one issue of our time. And he talks about that 132 countries have banned electronic voting machines. So we have to do the same. So I wouldn't be surprised if President Trump isn't going to do that. And so whenever, you know, whatever you see about these types of things, let's make sure people understand this. I'm gonna post this on the social media, this little 3-minute video, and I want you guys to share it. I'm gonna put it on X also so that people can see how important it is that we get our country back. And if you wanted to go see the Tina Peters video, the video of her data, it's called Inside the Machines. It's on Lindell.tv. She's the only one who kept this data. Some of the other ones kept it for a while, but then they turned it over. But she did not. And she's in prison to this day because of that. She's just an amazing, courageous patriot. Amazing. And so is Mike Lindell. I think he needs to get a Medal of Freedom too, President Trump. All right, so I want you to see that. And don't forget always to support him. I'm telling you, he has been really bashed badly for this. Oh, here's that other one. The Facebook, he's suing Facebook. If you go and watch this video, it tells what he's doing because they are silencing us and trying to keep us from getting the truth out. And that's illegal. And, you know, he just won't stop. I'm just so proud of him, even though he's gone through $60 million. So definitely go to mypillow.com/Melly. Definitely support him and everything that he is doing. Also, you can support him on Lindell TV, okay? So mypillow.com/Melly, and that also helps to support his business, because I don't want him to lose his business over all of this. That's just completely unfair. All right, so yeah, check out all these. They actually have the percale sheets that are $29.88 for any size. So that is an amazing, amazing price to have that. I think that's everything. Yeah, these are the books. Was there anything else that I had for you? I had that. I think I have everything. I did everything. Oh, I have the beautiful angel. I'll just put that up while we pray. Y'all love it? Y'all love it? All right. So, yes, she's an amazing, amazing songbird. I agree. Tina Peters is just such an amazing patriot. Let's pray for her right now, that the angels will protect her, surround her, and also get her out of there. Right? Okay. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you have this amazing plan, and you've used your white hats and all these geniuses like our wonderful President Trump to have this system that they thought was going to be used to lock us down, but it's going to be used against them. We have all the evidence against them. Thank you, Lord, for these amazing patriots, so courageous, so good, and they loved their country. We just thank you for them forever. We really thank you for all that they have done for our country. Lord, we just pray for every one of our battalion members, everyone here who's fighting so hard. Thank you, Lord, that you have chosen us like Gideon, even though we don't have maybe a lot of accolades behind our name, or we don't have, a royal title or something like that. But you have spoken to our hearts, and you have called us to this amazing service. And just like Gideon's army, we are very, very thankful that you chose us for this day. We are very honored. We're very thankful, and we just want to be to be good, faithful servants. And you said your promise is that we who have good and faithful servants will that not only will we inherit the kingdom, but that we have huge blessings. Come and inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world. We thank you, Lord, that we are chosen for this, and that you have and that you said that we will rule and reign with you. There you go. So I thank you for that. We ask you to right now be with Tina Peters, wherever she is. We ask that you would comfort her and strengthen her and protect her, surround her with these angels, Lord. Help her to know that we support her and we appreciate her, everything that she has done for our country, and that she's going to see amazing, bright, beautiful days. Help her to, I hope she got that book I sent her, Lord. Please make sure she gets that book and turn her to the page where it talks about that she's going to live as long as trees, and that she's going to have time to enjoy her hard-won gains. No doubt she has had a hard-won fight, and that she's going to win, and that she'll go down in history as just one of the greatest patriots to have ever lived. And I thank you for her, and just bless her, Lord. Give her great joy in the battle, knowing that she is your chosen vessel for this amazing purpose. And just protect her, Lord. Strengthen her body against any attempt of the enemy to harm her. And we thank you. We pray also for Mike Lindell. We pray you continue to bless him, strengthen him in everything that you've called him to do, and provide every need. Help us to support him however we possibly can. We're lifting him up in prayer, and also to support his business. And we just thank you for him, as well as our wonderful president. Thank you for him and how he's stopping the bad guys right and left. What a sight to behold. Thank you, Lord, for this great day. Thank you for being with us and all that you do to teach us and guide us through this end times. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. It's time to go. Hate it, but it is. All right, guys, I love you. I'll see you Saturday morning. Don't forget, I think it's Habakkuk this week. Don't forget to study. If you haven't gotten your book yet, it's over down here. It's called Major Clues for Minor Prophets, for Beginners. That one right there. That one right there on the right. So it's Habakkuk is the one for this Saturday. And you can go back and check out the other ones. They're all on Melissa Red Pill in the videos. All right, it's time to go. I love you. And I'll see you Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Central. And I'll talk to you later.